Do you have a 20-something child who hasn't been able to find a job yet? We'll learn how to help them find work today on Money Life. Hi, I'm Dave Ball. Thanks for joining us today. In studio with me is Crown CEO and the host of our program, Chuck Bentley.
Well, Dave, today our guest is Tim Krause, founder of ChristianJobWire.com. We're going to talk with him about ways that you can help your 20-something get employed in this slow economy. And Dave, I really have empathy for those who are out of college and can't find work.
Well, before we get to our guest, Tim Krause, today we want to share some things with you we learned from a recent article on Monster.com about kids in their 20s who've graduated from college.
Dave, you're right. Monster.com described this generation as the lost generation. They're lost because they thought if they went to college, studied hard, got their degree, then it would be an automatic job. But that hasn't happened. And so these recent college grads are very bewildered. They're questioning whether education really determines whether they're going to be able to find employment. So if your son or daughter is wrestling with that issue, I want to give you some facts that you can help remind them about this. This is the highest the unemployment rate has been for people with a college degree since the federal government began tracking it in 1970. It's double what it was before the recession. 2 million people over 25 with a bachelor's degree are out of work right now. And the unemployment rate is actually worse for people who are 25 or older that don't have a college degree. The unemployment rate is at 8.7% for those who have taken some college courses but don't have a degree. And the jobless rate for people who only have a high school diploma is 10.3%. And listen to this. It jumps to 14% for those who dropped out of high school. So obviously, education increases your probability that you will be able to find employment.
If you'd like to read the Monster.com article I referred to earlier, go to crown.org and click on Money Life. You'll find a link to it there. And that's the Money Life page on crown.org. Now, in just a few minutes, we'll be talking with Tim Krause about ways you can help your 20-something child find a job. But we also want to remind you about our Unemployment Survival Guide. It offers spiritual encouragement and practical help for anyone who's out of work right now. And the Unemployment Survival Guide would be a great resource for your 20-something who's struggling. And it's available right now at our website at crown.org. Or, if you prefer, call 1-800-722-1976 and order the Unemployment Survival Guide right over the phone. Coming up, we'll talk to our guest, Tim Krause. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
Hi, this is Chuck. More of today's Money Life is coming up. But I want to take a few moments to tell you about something you can do to help all the people that you know who are out of work and are hurting right now. Get them a copy of the Unemployment Survival Guide. This book will give anyone looking for a job insights and encouragement from God's Word. The Unemployment Survival Guide also will teach them how to make it financially while they're out of work. It's filled with practical advice about resumes, interviewing, and other aspects of job hunting to help them get reemployed. So contact us today about the Unemployment Survival Guide and order it for your family, friends, or other people in your life that are currently out of work. You can do that by calling us toll-free at 1-800-722-1976 or visit us online at crown.org. Take action now to really minister to those who are struggling to find a job. 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with our host, Chuck Bentley. And today we want you to learn ways you can help your 20-something children who are trying to find a job. In just a few minutes, we'll be talking with Tim Krause, founder of ChristianJobWire.com. But before Tim joins us, I want to remind you about a great resource we have to help anyone who's out of work right now. It's the Unemployment Survival Guide, a biblical perspective on finding work in today's job market. This book teaches principles from God's Word that anyone who's not working full-time needs to know. And the Unemployment Survival Guide gives practical help on things like crisis budgeting, looking for work, job interviews, and more. Get complete details about this resource at crown.org. Or if you prefer, call us toll-free, 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org for the Unemployment Survival Guide. We're joined now by Tim Krause, founder of ChristianJobWire.com.
Tim Krause is my guest today, and he's joined me in the studio. Welcome to Money Life, Tim.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. It's great to be here in person.
Great to have you back today. We're going to be talking about reaching 20 and 30-somethings who are out of work. How would you describe the job market for today's young person who's trying to find work?
Well, you know, it's difficult because there's a lot of competition out there. There's a lot of older workers who have lots of experience, and it's not easy to find a job for anybody, especially the people that are 20 and 30. You know, they're just getting out of college. They have a little bit of experience, but not much. So they have to really sell themselves to get a job today.
Well, are you dealing with folks your own age in church or other places that are really struggling right now, Tim?
Yeah, you know, I know this one girl who is very talented. She has a bachelor's of science in computer science. She is very articulate, and she tried to get a job at the library the other day for their IT position, and she's going up against, you know, 50 and 60-year-old guys who have 20, 30 years of IT experience.
So she's getting looked over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's very difficult for her to even try to compete in that environment.
Well, we know the nationwide average is about 10% for unemployment. How does that compare with young people who are graduating with college degrees these days? What's their unemployment rate?
Well, for the graduates, it's similar to the same. It's about 9.1%, somewhere around there. If you have some college experience but don't have a degree, it jumps significantly to 14.1%. And then if you just have a high school diploma, it goes up to 20, over 20%. So education is definitely important.
So it's bad for a young graduate with a degree. It's a lot worse if you only have high school. And if you have none of the above, it's really bad.
Yeah, it's not a good situation.
So, Tim, in your interaction with other young people, how are they reacting to this? How is it affecting them emotionally to get out of school? They expected a job, but the jobs aren't there. What are you seeing?
Well, you know, they're just discouraged. I mean, you spend $100,000 trying to get something that people tell you is going to get you a job, you know, land you an automatic job, and you get out and realize that you're entitled to really nothing. And there's lots of competition out there. And, you know, these students are trying to live the American dream. They want what their parents had, a house, a car, a good career. And they're finding it that they can't have that. And they really don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to use their skills to make a difference. And when they realize that they can't do that, it's very easy to give up.
Yeah. Are you finding that they're disillusioned?
A little bit, yeah. Because they're almost, in a sense, paralyzed. You know, they put out applications all over the place, just like anybody else, but they're getting fewer callbacks. And it's much more difficult for them to set themselves apart in today's market.
Well, I know in your research you found that companies today are actually preferring older, more experienced candidates. Why do you think that is, Tim?
Well, you know, the older workers have experience. I mean, they're ready to go. They know how to work. So companies who want to start doing something fast, they're going to hire somebody who has experience. They can plug right in. You know, they don't have to train them, Chuck. You know, it costs a lot of money to train people, educate them. They know the industry. And they want somebody to stay for a significant amount of time. You know, older workers are more loyal than younger workers, making their length of employment, you know, three times higher at 10 years. A older person will stay at a job versus 3 years for a younger person.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a significant difference. But young workers bring a lot to the table as well. What are some of the assets of a 20 or 30-year-old worker today that they need to sort of capitalize on their own personal assets? They may not have the experience. They may not have the loyalty factor. But they bring some other things that could really set them apart from an older worker.
You know, that's true. I think energy and enthusiasm are addicting. And whenever you get somebody in your organization who's got a lot of energy and enthusiasm, they create new products. They create new marketing. They stir things up a little bit in a very good way.
Yeah. And you know, they're also more tech savvy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very tech savvy. They can adapt very quickly to new systems that are implemented. They're willing to work in different configurations from home, 4 days a week. They're willing even to move to new locations. You know, they don't have a family, so it makes it very easy for them to, you know, pick up their bags and move across the country.
Well, you are one of those. You're a flexible, savvy, passionate young worker. Tim, give us some advice for some younger workers right now who want to get around the obstacles. Maybe it's the lack of experience on their resume. Maybe it's the fact that they are perceived that they're not going to be loyal. What can they do to get themselves known and at least get the foot in the door?
You know, a great way to do that is by volunteering and getting real-world experience. And how do you do that? Well, one way is to intern somewhere. You know, I did that here at Crown about 7-8 years ago. I was an intern and I came and learned about business, learned about life, learned about ministry. And it really taught me who I was, what I could offer. It also helped me to see how I could use my skills to help a company be very successful.
You know, Tim, you raised your support at that time, didn't you, to come on and be an intern?
Yeah, we did. You know, I raised my support. I talked to my family and friends, and it's an experience that radically changed my life.
When you look back on it, it was a great investment for you, not only to get your personal benefit, but it has taken you to new places in your career, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, my friendships here at Crown, the people that I've known have gone to other businesses, and I've been able to network with them and their products and things. So that's really powerful. You know, it increases my network. And in today's economy, that's what you really need to increase your network.
Well, I know you've chosen the route that so many have that are young and capable, and that's you've been an employee for a season, but now you're an entrepreneur. Is this a good time or a bad time for young people to consider starting a business if they just can't get into the workforce?
I think it's a great time to start something. You know, it's been said before that in recessionary times, there's great opportunity, and I firmly believe that today. Businesses are failing and going into bankruptcy, and because of that, new businesses can rise and they can grow very quickly. So it's a great time also to hire employees. Think about it. You know, you've got all these qualified people, and a lot of them aren't doing anything. So they're willing to work for less money, and you can tap into a lot of experience.
Well, I think that is great, Tim. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the areas of need in today's economy where young entrepreneurs can plug in, and also some of the resources that are available to them. You're listening to Money Life. My guest today is Tim Krause. We'll take a break and be right back. Hi, this is Chuck. More of today's Money Life is coming up. But I want to take a few moments to tell you about something you can do to help all the people that you know who are out of work and are hurting right now. Get them a copy of the Unemployment Survival Guide. This book will give anyone looking for a job insights and encouragement from God's Word. The Unemployment Survival Guide also will teach them how to make it financially while they're out of work. It's filled with practical advice about resumes, interviewing, and other aspects of job hunting to help them get reemployed. So contact us today about the Unemployment Survival Guide and order it for your family, friends, or other people in your life that are currently out of work. You can do that by calling us toll-free at 1-800-722-1976 or visit us online at crown.org. Take action now to really minister to those who are struggling to find a job. 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with our host, Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Tim Krause, founder of ChristianJobWire.com. ChristianJobWire.com is a website to help Christians find work with Christian employers, and we'll get back to Tim in just a few moments. But first, I wanted to remind you about a resource that you can use to minister to your 20-something child that's not working. It's the Unemployment Survival Guide, Biblical Perspective on Finding Work in today's job market. Now, this book offers spiritual guidance from God's Word and practical advice for handling a loss of income and finding a new job. For more information on the Unemployment Survival Guide, go to crown.org. Or, if you prefer, call us toll-free, 1-800-722-1976. That's toll-free, 1-800-722-1976, or crown.org. for the Unemployment Survival Guide. And by the way, if you miss a portion of today's program, you can always hear it online at crown.org as well. Just click on Money Life.
In the studio with me is Tim Krause. You know, when we left off, we were talking about areas in the economy today that need these passionate, brave, young entrepreneurs. What are some of the areas or opportunities that you've seen during the Great Recession, Tim?
You know, I think every area in the economy needs entrepreneurs. You know, every business can benefit from their enthusiasm, from their new technology, new innovation. And a lot of young people have great ideas. I think it's time we start listening to some of these ideas. You know, it can change your business.
The recession actually presents opportunities to see a need and to fill it, right?
Yeah. You know, it's simple. People think that starting a business is complex. You know, I've got to have all this money. I've got to have all these people, investors, great ideas, marketing, all this stuff. But really, it starts with one simple idea. How can I meet someone's need? How can I meet a company's need? And in today's market, if you can show an employer how to create value for them and their business, you can make a job for yourself, which is very powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some resources available to young people who want to take a stab at starting their own business? What would you recommend to them?
Well, I would recommend them first starting out with the Small Business Administration website. It's sba.gov. They have a really great website that has great information on business plans, on marketing timelines. They take you step by step how to do it, how to find capital, how to start your business, and then how to get out of business. So it's a great resource to do that. Also, I would encourage people to find mentors in their area, people that are working in the business and industry that you want to get into. That's the best place to start. You know, if you want to do accounting, you want to start your CPA firm, then talk to accountants in your area. Find the people in your church that are doing the same things that you'd like to do and plug in with them. You know, I'm also involved with a business marketplace group at my church. We meet every Wednesday morning and we get together and pray and seek God. And there's some great ideas that come out of that, great contacts that come out. And I'm very blessed to be a part of a group that can encourage each other both spiritually and physically in the marketplace.
Well, many of our listeners will recognize that we've spoken to you before about an idea that you followed through on called ChristianJobWire.com. Tell us about that venture of yours, Tim.
Sure. What I did was the same thing. I looked around and saw, is there a need for a website that can connect Christian employers and job seekers together in a really easy, simple way without lots of advertising and all these other things? And I couldn't find a site that was really doing a good job of that. Some sites had pastor jobs, some sites had church jobs. You know, it was kind of discombobulated. And so we just put it all together, make it very easy for people to find employers and find job seekers. If you're an employer, you can register for free, post as many jobs as you want, and help you find the right person that you're looking for. And job seekers, you know, there's lots of different boards out there. There's lots of different places. But if you're looking for quality, Christian Job Wire is a place to go. I can guarantee you, you will never see a multi-level marketing scheme, a scam, all these jobs you can actually raise a family on, which I think is very important.
Yeah. And, you know, your idea was to allow an employer who's looking for a Christian to come and work for them to post those jobs, and for a Christian who wants to go to work for a Christian employer to have a place to meet. And you're really just connecting the two dots, aren't you?
Yeah. We're just the middleman in this aspect. You know, we're taking the hand of the employer, the hand of the job seeker, and bringing them together in an easy way where they can find each other. And that's online.
Well, Tim, you've got so much confidence and enthusiasm, and you really stepped out there to do this, not just to talk about it, but to actually do this. I want you to give our younger listeners some encouragement about their prospects in today's economy. What advice do you have for them?
Well, first, I would say potential. You know, most people don't live up to their potential. In fact, most people only use about 20% of their potential. So you need to find out what that is. And Career Direct's a great way to do that. Talking to your mentors is a great way to do that. And really spending time with God. Finding out who you are in Christ is so important to the development of you as a person, and that goes into your workplace as well. I think opportunity. There's so much opportunity today. Don't look at the negative stuff. Look at the opportunity. When things die, that's when a time for things to grow. And you can start growing new businesses and new ideas and things like that. And the last thing I'd say is we live in God's kingdom. And there's a really key principle to learn here. And that key is, if I am a Christian and God is my employer, then I can really never be unemployed.
Right.
That's a powerful concept, because what we're doing is we're just going from one part of the kingdom to another part of the kingdom. So, man, when I think I'm really not unemployed, that changes my whole outlook on what's happening and how I can move forward.
Well, let's be real about the risk, Tim. Sometimes entrepreneurial ventures fail, don't they?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you ever had one fail?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. I've had things fail before for sure. And you know what? I get up and try it again. I mean, think about the people in the Bible. You know, Moses, David, Paul, all these guys had terrible things happen to them or failures multiple times. But did they quit? No. They got up. They said, you know what? I'm going to go after what God has for me, and I'm not going to stop until I get there.
Well, Tim, I appreciate you so much. You're full of courage. You've used your God-given skills to live up to your potential. And through that, many people are being helped through this ChristianJobWire.com. And they probably didn't know there was a young, passionate believer behind that.
Yeah. Well, it's just great to be a part of what God's doing. I'm just plugging into what He's doing.
Well, thanks for being in the studio with us, and God bless you and your family. You are listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Chuck. More of today's Money Life is coming up. But I want to take a few moments to tell you about something you can do to help all the people that you know who are out of work and are hurting right now. Get them a copy of the Unemployment Survival Guide. This book will give anyone looking for a job insights and encouragement from God's Word. The Unemployment Survival Guide also will teach them how to make it financially while they're out of work. It's filled with practical advice about resumes, interviewing, and other aspects of job hunting to help them get reemployed. So contact us today about the Unemployment Survival Guide and order it for your family, friends, or other people in your life that are currently out of work. You can do that by calling us toll-free at 1-800-722-1976 or visit us online at crown.org. Take action now to really minister to those who are struggling to find a job. 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life. Dave Ball here along with your host, Chuck Bentley.
Dave, there's been a recent phenomenon caused by the Great Recession, and that is the number of adults now living with their parents has actually exploded in the last 3 years. Mm. Right now, the percentage of 25 to 34-year-olds, those are adults who are living with their parents versus owning a home, has been inverted. Now, 43% of those aged 25 to 34 live with their parents. 43%, while the home ownership rate has fallen to below 40%, or now 39%. Hmm. And that is definitely a sign of the times. In fact, an article I recently read said that in 1969, only about 10% of adult men or men in their early 30s had wages that were below the poverty level. By 2004, that had more than doubled. And overall, the share of young adults in 2005 living in poverty was higher than the national average. So we're seeing some very significant pressure on not only the young adults, but also the families. And if you'd like to do something to help a son or daughter that's struggling to find a full-time job, I want to recommend that you give them the Unemployment Survival Guide, a biblical perspective on finding work in today's job market. Mm. Now, this is the resource that we've mentioned throughout today's program, and this book will teach principles from God's Word to help this person that you love that's going through a difficult trial, to help them to grow spiritually, and also to give them practical advice for surviving financially while they're not working, and very practical, helpful tips on how to get a new job. Now, since its release last year, many, many, many people have gotten this resource, and it's been so helpful, but we recognize this trend is not going away. So we need to continue to offer this resource for those who need help. I consider it one of the most relevant tools that we've recently produced. Mm. And all you have to do to order a copy of the Unemployment Survival Guide for your son or daughter or someone else that you know who's out of work is to call our number, 1-800-722-1976, and order your copy of the Unemployment Survival Guide. If you don't have a son or daughter that's going through this, then consider using this as a part of your ministry. We're seeing churches, homeless shelters, many other organizations reaching out to those who are without a job right now.
Chuck, back in December, you had the opportunity to go on a call-in program, and in that program, you mentioned this resource. Tell our listeners what happened.
Dave, we had our phone lines melted. We had so many calls, we could not actually receive them all. Our historic average on a peak call time is about 150 calls an hour. We were experiencing over 500 calls an hour, and that's the sad part of this, Dave. Mm-hmm. There are that many people hurting right now. So as a body of Christ, let's recognize that need, and let's do something about it. Let's not just say, I'm praying for you and I hope things get better, but let's give them the resource. Let's walk through this with them.
Well, to order your Unemployment Survival Guide, go online to crown.org or call us at 1-800-722-1976. Well, for Chuck and the entire staff, thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.